Well, we're going backstage again, and this time Lauren Toulagin is talking with Tosca's lover Cavaradossi. Lauren.
I am here. Thank you very much, Margaret, with our tenor Jonas Kaufmann. He's a bloody mess, but he looks handsome as ever. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Sure.
What attracts you to the role of Cavaradossi?
Well, I have to confess, it's basically the music, because you see, the role of Cavaradossi is not one that has many layers of psychological things going on. He's pretty straightforward, but it's just such a joy to sing all those lines, and every single line is worth doing it. It's so beautiful. Every time I do it, actually, it's like a dream come true to say, oh God, am I really allowed to sing those lines? Wonderful.
One of the most famous tenor arias in the repertoire is coming up next in the next act, E luce van le stelle. So haunting. What is your approach to this particular music and text?
Well, it's a very intimate thing, because he's sitting there alone and looking back what he has achieved and what he loves most and what he will never see again. And then he says in the end, I've never loved so much in my life. It should start very cozy and very softly and partly destroyed, but then obviously it breaks up and he's getting really angry.
After today, you're putting Cavaradossi to rest. You're diving into the role of Don José in the Metz Carmen, which we can't wait for. What's the process, Jonas, in throwing off one role and taking on another? Is that easy or difficult for you to do?
Well, in this case, it's not very difficult, because those two pieces are not so far away. But obviously, it is a target to always have the other thing in mind. We've been rehearsing already quite a while now for the Carmen, so I had to tell to myself, don't stab the soprano, it's the wrong opera.
Pat Rosette told us her favorite moment was when she gets to stab Scarpia. She loves that.
I can imagine.
Next season, you'll be back in a Heldin tenor role, Zygmunt in Die Walküre, a part of the new Robert Lepage production of Wagner's Ring Cycle. It's conducted by James Levine. We're very excited about that. Tell us what you're looking forward to about that opera and that cycle.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be really exciting, because it's actually going to be my first time that I approach part of the Ring Cycle, so my first Valkyrie, and the other tenor roles, the Siegfrieds, will have to wait a little more. So, I'm very thrilled, and I heard already about Lepage, what he's doing, and Peter Gelb already told me some inside information, so I'm very curious.
Nothing you can share with us, I'm sure?
Unfortunately not.
Mm-hmm. And Bryn Terfel will be your Wotan, as a matter of fact. Your Scarpia will be your father.
Exactly.
That's psychologically,
yeah, we've been rehearsing already to exchange some evil glances.
You have such a special chemistry between you and Patricia and Bryn. Is that pure luck?
Well, pure luck. I mean, obviously, it can happen that the chemistry is not ideal. But in this case, it's just outstanding. It's so much fun. We are really enjoying ourselves doing that production out there, and mostly because the whole cast is so beautifully matching each other, and not forgetting Fabio Luisi at the pit, who also does a brilliant job. It's actually my first time working with him, and I'm very excited. So hopefully, we do move more. I'm going to do another Tosca new production together with him in a couple of months in Munich. So now I know that this is also going to be really fun.
Well, we're absolutely loving it, loving your singing and loving what we're seeing. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. I'm here with our Cavaradossi tenor Jonas Kaufmann.